Monday, that's right. So good to have you here. It's the 15th of July. It's just weird to me because it feels to me this summer has just flown by. Now, I had a great vacation in the middle there, and I really appreciated it, but really it just feels like, man, this is flying by. Now, that the book from David Roberts from the last segment here is The Death of Liberty, The Socialist Destruction of America's Freedoms Using the Income Tax. And I just want to make sure you knew that book, The Death of Liberty. You can go find that. And I want to couple that with something that I heard from Bernie Sanders here over the weekend, because Bernie Sanders is obviously the megaphone, if you will, for socialist ideas, has been for a number of years. But he has traditionally been considered a fringe kook because that's what he is. He's just a fringe kook who would say crazy things, never got much done. And here's a multimillionaire socialist with three homes, including this brand new beautiful home up in Northern Vermont, $750,000 lake house. Not too shabby, right? Real estate prices up there, pretty decent. $750,000 mansion. And his house, by the way, came after his wife bankrupted Burlington College. But that's the story for another day. But here's what I want you to hear from Bernie Sanders, the champion of Medicare for All. Bernie's been out there saying we need Medicare for All. We'll level the playing field. The problem is there's 150 million Americans or more, 180 million families that have a health care plan through their job or wherever it comes from that they like, that they really like, that works for them. And so some of the candidates are backpedaling a bit, saying, listen, you can keep your health care coverage if you want it. You've heard that before. And Bernie was asked about this again at a town hall type event over the weekend. Here's Bernie Sanders talking about whether or not people should be able to keep the health care they have. The health care that I have, I like. Is it perfect? No, but I like it. Can I keep it? Here's what Bernie has to say about that. Bite number six.
Now, this question comes from Mr. Joe Perales, who is from Dallas, Texas.
Senator Sanders, I'm a math teacher, and I love polling data. Whether it's good or bad, I love polling data. Based on some recent polling, that based on Democrat voters, more than half of them prefer to keep their private health insurance. Even though Medicare for All, if Medicare for All was an option, would you give them that choice?
Nope.
Nope. Nope, you don't get that choice. More than half of the Democrats polled, and this is still true, believe that if they like their health care plan, they should be able to hang on to it. And why wouldn't you? Right? It's America. Should you be forced to buy the government plan? And that's exactly what Obamacare was, forcing you to buy something. Whether you liked it or not, you are required to buy this product from the government to fund the government, which is the most inefficient creation of mankind. When it comes to spending money in a respectful and thoughtful way, the government is the worst abuser of finances in the history of mankind. And Bernie Sanders doesn't even pull a punch. Nope, we will have nothing to do with that. So, again, when it comes down to it, as I mentioned here a couple of times, if you take the numbers that Elizabeth Warren is polling and the numbers that Bernie Sanders is polling, and they're running second and third, and you can flip-flop them in just about any poll. Biden will be in first place, followed by Warren or followed by Biden, and then the other will be in third place. So it's those are the top three right now. Biden, Bernie, and Elizabeth Warren, followed closely by Kamala Harris, and even Mayor Pete still holding on tenuously to a few points, but that's going to erode away. Mayor Pete finding himself in a lot of scandal now in South Bend, Indiana. He's raised his political profile, but he will be done shortly. All right, so you keep an eye on all of that. Those are the top three. Again, coming up at the debates in Detroit, July 30 and 31, those are the people to watch. Bernie, Biden, Elizabeth Warren. Hopefully they'll be on the stage together, because anything other than that will be a little bit disappointing. At the top of the program, we talked about Tom Steyer, the newest far-left radical, bringing his leftist agenda to the table. He's a billionaire. And he says he's going to spend $100 million on his campaign to become president. But where did that money come from? Where did Tom Steyer get his money? Well, on ABC News over the weekend, he got hammered pretty hard on where that money came from. And that maybe, just maybe, he's a bit of a hypocrite. It's bite number one. Go.
And I've been pushing hard on climate change for over 10 years because I realize the threat that it is. Everyone in the United States is involved in an economy that is fueled by fossil fuels.
Okay, we need to make a change. But you also have a record. Everybody has a record that it's going to be looked at, you're going to run on. Yep. And I understand you sold your investments off in those fossil fuel companies. But the New York Times reported that the coal-related projects your firm bankrolled will generate tens of millions of tons of carbon pollution for years, if not decades, to come. Are Democrats really going to rally behind somebody whose work continues to pollute the environment? Even if you're no longer making money from those investments, what you put into effect continues to contribute to climate change.
Climate change is absolutely critical. It's an emergency.
And the emergency, apparently, Tom, was created in part by you. And the company you created continues to invest in these companies and make them financially viable. By the way, if climate change was going to destroy the planet, why are all of these automobile companies building new plants right now? Now, I realize that some of these plants are for electric automobiles and autonomous vehicles and so forth, but on the same token, those plants that build the F-150 and the Silverado and the Ram, they're all expanding and doing more shifts, more big SUVs, SUVs of every description, more trucks on the road than ever before. Why? Apparently, these companies aren't too concerned about climate change ending their business model. They must not take it too seriously. There's something for you to consider while you're driving down the road today. Look around. What's on the road? What are people driving? What do people really like? There you go. Quick break and a check-in on sports with Brock Palmbush right after this.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.